All right, we are all set, so you can take it away.
Sorry. Yes, thank you. I guess I'll share my screen. I'm with my colleague Matt DeFeo. He's been working on this as well. But what we're trying to do is we are just trying to import records that we have edited using external tools like MarkEdit into Folio. And we want to be able to, import our bulk changes without breaking anything. And we were able to, sorry, I'm just moving this around. This is the import profile that we used. And Matt, feel free to jump in at any moment and unmute yourself if I'm saying something that's incorrect. But this is what we used for our test. And this is what the this is the import profile, and I have a lot of things going on right now. I apologize, but I'm just trying to see if I can find the test instance overlay job that that we ran. We ran it on three records, and one of these records, which is the one I'm clicking on right now, that we ran with this import profile. Excuse me, I went to the wrong place. Click on it here. So if I go to view source, it looks the way that it should. It has the underlying Mark metadata. I can even export it as Mark record. I was able to do that. But if I just go to Quick Mark under Quick Mark and click Edit Mark Bibliographic Record, I get this boom record cannot be found or loaded message. And it is odd because, sorry, if I go back to, see if I can go back to the import job.
Does it
No,
have an OCLC number?
it does not. We are not an OCLC member library. That's, yeah.
So at least with the export, when you say you can export the record, what
Sure.
it's probably doing, you might check if it's actually exporting what the source looks like behind. Or if you export and there is no source behind it, Folio will actually create a Mark record out of the instance data.
Oh, wow. If there's no source behind it, Folio will
Yeah, if it
create a record. Okay.
So we found that with disconnected things and stuff. So you might check if the record that you're exporting is like subject fields and stuff, or if they're coming out as 653 fields is an easy way to tell.
They're coming out as 653 fields. That's an easy way to tell if Folio's creating a MARC record for it when there hasn't when there wasn't one to begin with. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because it has this like template where it maps the instance data into Mark fields, and it doesn't know the subjects which Mark fields to put them in, so it puts them in all 653 fields.
Hey, it doesn't seem like it's doing that for this one because our subject headings are in 650 or from 600 to 655. I'm not seeing any 653s.
Well,
It's
that's
just,
the
it's
view
very,
source, though.
that's the view source. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me try this one more time. Export instance. Okay. Oh, and that's going to take a minute.
You should just be able to click on the data export
Okay.
app, and it should have already created it since it's a single record.
Okay, I'll hit this again. Thank you for your patience.
It's
Sorry.
okay.
Just hit save as cataloging folio data export. Okay, but if I just go to data export, quick export, boom. Just gonna open this. Then come on, mark edit. There we go. And of course, it has to be in local. Let me see. Where is it? This is, I'm so sorry.
You can change your settings as to where you want
I
things to open and save.
know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. Okay. I was not
You
ready
can
for
just
prime
hit edit
time.
records in Marketo and it will just open it up for you.
Okay. All right. So I have this in here. Oh, gosh. Where did I put it?
Well, honestly, if you just go to the Mark Edit screen where you clicked execute right underneath this edit records, then it will open up that file.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I did finally find it. I apologize. I just have not been an efficient Mark Edit user. Thank you for the tips. So
That
it's,
looks good. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
yeah.
actually importing the source record.
Yeah. So,
It's also, not to cut you off, Melissa, it's also
go
like
ahead.
worth noting. So this job profile that we are using,
Automat. Yeah.
we use it, I mean, a lot. You know, that this is, for whatever reason, this is only occurring if we're doing a like data import like bulk situation, and it's not even doing it to all the records. You know, Melissa did it for three, and we're only seeing this on one out of the three. And I use this profile on single record imports, you know, 100 times a day. And this, and you know, so this is not like a consistent phenomenon at all. This is like, you know, it's just, it's seemingly random. I can't really pinpoint why just certain records like this.
Are you validating your records before you import them? Like in Mark Edit, you can validate the records.
No, I had not done that. Yeah, that's probably something I should be doing. What I was doing just for this test was I was just using the what was it called in Mark Edit, the link, just using the link data tools and building linked records and just inserting the subfield zero with the URIs. But no, I haven't validated that, so I guess I can. Where is Mark Validate? Okay, I can always get this. I am not as handy with Mark Edit as I should be. This is kind of embarrassing.
It's
Sorry.
under
But
tools.
yep, yeah. If I go to tools, I can go to, where is it? Not in here. Okay.
No. Go back to your record.
Okay. Yep.
Go to
Tools.
tools. Validate mark records
Okay,
right
yeah.
there.
I can always find it from the home screen, but not. Yeah, that's fine.
And you can specify which set of rules and everything. So,
Okay.
what version of Folio are you on?
Ramsons.
Do you know what service pack you're on?
Matt, do you know what service pack we're on?
I can
You can
check
look
because, yeah.
at your versions in Folio.
Yeah, let me take a look.
Okay, I'm
App
gonna have to go to
setting.
settings.
Then it's all the way at the bottom. Software version.
Subversions,
Yeah.
okay. We're version 6.1.3.
Yeah, service pack 6.
Yeah. I thought they fixed this because this was a common problem that Folio users were having where the source record would disconnect from the instance and you would have to put in we're also NIBSCO institution, so we would have to put in a ticket to have EBSCO fix it for us. But this should have all have been done ahead of time, but you could probably there's some there apparently I think there's a script, right, Jennifer, that they wrote to fix these.
So there's a script for when you have multiple active SRS records. So at this point, you
It
don't
could be
have,
that.
yeah, you don't have LD Lite or MetaDB, right?
No, we don't. We don't. We're looking
So
into it, but not yet.
do you have, could you access the API?
Our developer can.
So if your developer, so if you go back to the record, you'll see in the 999FF a subfield S.
Okay.
That subfield S is the mark, SRS mark bib UUID.
Okay.
So your developer could query source record storage to find, yeah, so it's going to be that it's the 4D71, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And so to see if he can, or she or they, find MARC SRS with that identifier and then kind of parse together. There could be so versions of that where one or more are active.
Okay.
So, and if your developer, doesn't have time, then you could always go to like your hosting vendor and say, either this is it is disconnected to one active or there's multiple actives. Could you please, investigate? I don't know about others. Like for us, we're with EBSCO. So when this happens, normally what they do is they just kind of put the source of the instance to Folio and then ask us to, overlay it,
Got it.
which is not great, because if you overlay it with like a stock, different version of the record, you won't get all the changes you had, but yeah.
Oh. So do you can I just ask, so clearly we have some, experienced MARC edit users in here. And Jennifer, when you were talking about, some of the issues that you've had, with, the overlay, when you talk about the record not being exactly the same, what kinds of things are you running into? Because, you know, clearly I don't want to export something, create changes that are valuable and then, lose those changes or, other parts of the record that we want to keep.
So, I mean, well, we don't run into this much anymore, but when we do, we just contact our hosting vendor. And then if they can't find the record, the SRS record, then they just change the source to Folio. So a lot of our records have OCLC numbers. So in that case, to make it MARC, we just overlay. So you have to remember, like if we had E statements or something like that, because there's no MARC fields to protect,
Got
it just
it.
it just overlays everything.
Got it.
So in that case, I kind of like try to remember, oh, I've got to put the E statement back in, things like that. That's kind of worst case scenario. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
I'm wondering too, like here you have some field zero and like the 336, 337, 338, and also the 600s.
Yeah, the 336, 337, 338, I was just experimenting with that. That's really not necessary. With the 600 fields, thought that that would have something to do with record linking. The capability that, is supposed to come, is supposed to arrive at some point in Folio. And also, we are loading, Library of Congress subject headings, subject headings into the MARC Authority app. And if just using that linking functionality with authority records that are, in our instance of Folio, it's going to insert that subfield zero with the URI when we link.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering for like, because I know for some things like the mapping between MARC SRS and the instance, like if you have a 710 with no A, it will just crap out,
Okay.
right? I
Okay.
don't
All
know
right.
about the 336, 337, and 338. If that's an issue to have a zero, I wouldn't think it would be, but and I did want to ask, is it crapping out when you have like a source equals folio only? Like, have you tried separating those the two jobs you have now? So Because you have one for when you have an underlying MARC SRS, and it looks like, because it's based off of the single record overlay, right?
Right.
Yeah. Have you tried like separating those to see if this is occurring, like for example, when it's only source equals folio?
I have not tried that. Or we have not tried that. We don't have a ton of source equals folio, only 1282 relative to over 500,000, but we could definitely experiment with this to see what happens
Yeah, I mean, I
when the
would like
source
to
is
see.
folio.
Oh, sorry, Melissa. I was gonna
Go
say,
for it, Matt. Go for it. Yeah.
I would like to see, because the single record import, or I'm sorry, single record overlay, I've done plenty for source equals folio. Now we're trying to experiment, yeah, with like the doing them like more than one at once, basically. But yeah, I haven't run into any issues with source equals folio and overlaying it with a MARC record. It usually works just fine.
So maybe this is just a like a quirk. It just lost connection at that time. I mean, the only thing, another thing you might want to consider is performance. Like, how many records can you do at a time before things slow down?
In terms of overlaying
Just
or
general
dipping.
system.
Matt, what would you say?
That's, I mean, that's a great question. Yeah, I mean, mostly because I don't think we've we tend to prefer. I mean, honestly, the honest answer is because we, with some issues like this, I have found I do get less errors when I'm doing them one by one. So I have preferred when doing cataloging tasks to like overlay one at a time. I mean, I don't think we've really tried doing like mass cataloging, right? I mean, the only thing really would be importing records, right, Melissa? I mean, like authorities, that was something, but that's slightly
Right. That's
different.
20. Yeah, I try to do 25,000 at once, and that I have not had any problems importing those. I was even able to do 40,000 at once, and that broke it up into smaller jobs, but don't tell anyone, or even though this was recorded. But the thing about our institution is we migrated from WMS about 3 months ago, and we're still kind of getting the hang of folio. I was hired as a cataloging librarian, about like 3 months ago as well. And we're trying to create new workflows without OCLC. And we're just slowly experimenting and trying to build on things and running into these little, I guess, running into these little issues has made us a little bit hesitant to really go for it in terms of just really, bulk importing, a lot of records. We don't want to create more issues.
And you're with EBSCO, right?
Yep.
I would bring this to EBSCO and see like what it is for that particular record, because you know that record. And maybe just, I mean, the problem is it's not consistent, but note it down when it happens.
Yep.
And maybe we've done this before with inconsistent stuff. So each time it happens, we just send them a ticket saying, this record needs to be fixed. And once you have a like a history of those, say, something's off here. Could they investigate? I mean, it's EBSCO, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, well, we will definitely do that. Our support person is really, really friendly, and I'll just reach out to her again. So yeah, absolutely. But thank you for looking into this. Hopefully we'll solve the mystery. So yeah.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, it's weird with like these things that are inconsistent. We've encountered those as well. Like, I remember one day, I was able to change the instance connection in, orders, and then a colleague who did it like 5 minutes after me couldn't. But then, I had something maybe 15 minutes later, and it was just fine again.
Yeah, exactly. Like And this is an older system, but I used to work with DSpace and it was self-hosted. This was at Virginia Tech. And whenever there was an issue and something wasn't behaving as it needed to, the systems engineer would just re-index the database and everything was fine. But
It
yeah.
could be that there's somebody's doing something on your cluster,
Okay.
because EBSCO hosts Folio in like these like server clusters, and you don't know who else is on your cluster. We've run into issues with that before.
Oh,
Somebody's
okay.
doing something really big, and so they're like using the majority of the resources dedicated to the cluster, and things slow down or do weird things. And they should be able to find that, figure that all out on their on the back end that we none of us have access to. So,
Okay.
yeah, make them earn their
Yes.
money.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, I think that's all we have for that. Just contact EBSCO. So, yeah, we'll let you know how it goes.